You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Kay, good morning. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Hello, Kay.
Hello, Kay. You see, this is Kay speaking. I just got a different situation. I live in the same house with my two grandchildren. The ages are 7 and 5. And I had to tell them, you can't hug grandma and you can't kiss us. We're in the house with you. We still love you. And we just keep our distance.
How old are your grandkids, Kay?
The one is 7 and the one is 5.
Oh, wow. And normally, is there a lot of, before the virus, are you very tactile? Do you normally give them a lot of hugging?
They lost their dad 7 months ago, and the attachment was great.
That is really, really, really hard. Firstly, if you are able to, before we talk about the kids, and we'll do so in a second, as granny, how are you feeling about the fact that you know the health experts are saying, especially if you are elderly, stay away from the kids, don't hug them and other people. It must be very hard for you not to be able to give your 5 and 7 year old grandkids a squeeze.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the anguish, anxiety. And when the little one comes up the stairs, she wants me to hug her. And then I remind her and tell her, remember what grandma said? You can sit there and you can talk to each other, but don't come too close to me and I can't hug you. Their mom has explained COVID-19 to them. They're aware of what's going on, but they don't know exactly. But they can't get around the concept of us living in the house with them and cannot really give them the love they desire.
That is so, 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 so hard. When they first were told by mom they can't hug granny, how did they react? Because that must be a weird, weird, weird counterintuitive concept. How did they respond?
They were taken aback, and the older one, she's a bit matured, and she was, oh, it's because we can't go out as well, and we can't do this. And she just couldn't understand why can't us in the house hug each other, and they can't sit on my lap, and I can't color with them anymore. Or, you know, we can't do things that we usually do. And it's weird for them and it's weird for us. I think it's more, I don't have a word to say for us that we cannot give them the love.
Yeah, and that's extremely difficult, even though you know you are definitely doing the right thing. For you, on an emotional level, obviously you are mature enough to be able to think through it rationally. But we have rational selves and we have emotional selves. You must also find it as granny very hard.
Yes, I do. I do. It's just because they don't have a dad, they relied on their grandfather and myself and their mom for all the love, and of course their other cousins and aunts. And now we just in the house, and I stay upstairs as much as I can and only go down maybe just to say hi to them, what are you doing, or whatever, and I'm back upstairs again. And which never happened before. We were always together. But the situation as it is, I withhold myself with all my feelings because I need to stay away from them for me to live longer, to see them grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's beautifully put. Kay, thank you so much for sharing that. You will have helped out a lot of people. What a beautiful, difficult call. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Kay. Wow. Simultaneously moving and emotionally tough call, but also so incredibly sobering about the trade-offs in this moment between physical connectivity. But to give granny the odds of potentially seeing you at the age of 10 or 12, and I'm afraid it is that real, as a 5-year-old, we might need to keep you away from granny. I'm not sure I would put it like that to my 5-year-old, but at least granny is aware that she needs to do that. As you listened to me and Granny having that conversation, what came up for you, Ruth, and what do you want to add?
I think the fact that seems to realize, and what's important that everybody keeps in mind, is that this is a temporary situation. And even though it feels like, we don't know exactly when it will end, we have to remember that this too shall pass. And are you still there? There was a break.
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, I'm just trying to rearrange things here because people can hear my mouse clicking. We all have to be very kind.
No
here.
Problem.
To the listeners as well as a sidebar, I am clicking a little bit. We're trying to do so, but I also want to give you a chance to engage with me on social media. But I can hear you, Ruth, and we can all hear
perfect.
You.
So just to say that this is a temporary situation, and I mean, it just for me, listening to that, it's just kind of heart-wrenching that your grandchildren are within, you know, the same, in this, you know, within hugging distance, but yet you can't. And that is so, so difficult. But I think one thing that Kay said, and I think it was just the expression when she said, we can't give them the love. And what she's saying is we can't physically demonstrate our love through hugs, but Kay is certainly giving them the love. She's there, she's concerned, she's speaking to them, and she's aware of how hard that is for them. And there are certain things that they can do. I mean, just I was thinking as she was speaking, it's maybe each of them holding on to, while they're talking to each other, holding on to a teddy bear and hugging the teddy bear and kind of as a way of saying, you know, this is what, I'm hugging the teddy bear because I can't hug you, and you hugging your teddy bear because you can't hug me. But once, you know, this has passed, we will be hugging each other again. And I think it's so hard that Kay can't hug them, but I'm so pleased she can at least see them, because there are heartbreaking scenes from, in terms of some of grandparents and parents who are in residential facilities, where there's complete isolation and lockdown, where people are having to kind of see them through windows or not see them at all. And so that is incredibly difficult, where we have to, in order to save people's lives, have that emotional distancing, well, not emotional, but physical distancing, which is really hard because normally it is the emotional connectedness and the social connection that is so important for people to feel that their lives are meaningful and that they are loved. And it is about finding new ways of doing this, but it is really, really painful. So important for people to realize this too shall pass, this isn't permanent, it's just really hard now.
Absolutely true. 1:45.
7:02.
Family Matters.
Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. I have a question how I can really motivate and get a 17-year-old to focus on exams coming up, which are Cambridge RGCEs, when the whole of South Africa aren't writing and the whole of the United Kingdom are. But at the moment, they're still writing in, like, I don't know, 5 weeks' time.
Sure. Yeah, not easy. And I think one thing that I should have emphasized is that we really do need to, while we're putting boundaries in place, we need to really empathize and validate the disappointment of our children and teenagers in terms of how life has changed so much for them and that things are so much harder. And it's really difficult because the children need to now kind of self-motivate. And I think helping them put a structure together, helping them say, you know, in a way kind of reframe it, there aren't the distractions that there would have been. So it's not like there are concerts that your child has to miss or parties because none of that is happening. So if your child could possibly see that this is actually a really possibly a useful time to have the time to study because nothing else is going on. But I would also just let children have a space to vent their frustrations, to vent their disappointments and how hard it is to focus, and then find ways together to put something in place where your child is able to study but also, you know, have breaks. If possible, if there's an outside, get outside, do some exercise, get them to reward themselves when they've been able to, you know, get
take some study time, but also discuss what will it take, what do they need from you to help them focus.
Absolutely.